and say, the doctor says, now, that sting is going to make your hand
swell.
All right. And after it was all over, you say, yes, be my hand.
Was swollen.
Or it, you might say, it blanked up.
Swollen.
And when you get a blister, what do you call a liquid that forms inside of it? When you get a blister on your hand?
Water.
And in a war, if a bullet goes through somebody's arm, you say he's got a...
hole.
All right, what do you call it? What do they call it when he gets shot?
A gun. I mean, a bullet hole.
Okay, somebody got shot or stabbed, you say, you got a doctor to look after the...
wound.
And do you know that kind of, it's skinless growth, it's in the wound, and it's got to be burned out. You know what they call that?
Catheterizing.
All right, but what do they call the skinless growth that's inside the wound that they got to get out, you know?
It's poison.
All right, when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge. And sometimes it has to be cut out and burned out with alum. It's what?
What is it called?
Yeah, it's some kind of flesh. Did you ever hear? You ever hear the term proud flesh?
Proud flesh.
Yeah, you ever heard that?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
But I know what it was.
Okay. Okay, if you got just a little scratch on your finger a few years back, what would you put on it to avoid infection? The orange stuff.
Mercuricone.
All right, what's the stuff that you used to use before mercuricone?
Iodine.
And this stuff used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria, but people just had to drink
iodine.
That was iodine, though.
Well, now you say it's something else?
No, this is something else. Now, this, you know, when someone got malaria, they used to get malaria. They used to give them this to help get them.
Well, let me see what they heal for malaria. It wasn't penicillin. It wasn't time for penicillin yet?
No, this was back a long time ago. How about, it's a white bitter powder in capsules, and they used to take for a cold a long time ago. Real bitter.
Alum?
This is, how about, what's the, you know, sometimes they use a tonic and gin, when they have alcoholic, when they make gin and tonic, and they have the water.
A bit of water. Sulfur water.
How about pills that you take for a fever? What are they made of? It comes from the bark of a tree.
Quinine.
Okay, if a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he...
he's dead.
Or he...
he died.
Okay. And, are there any, polite ways of, talking about some, you know, if you're talking to somebody's family, somebody died, would you say he died, or would you say, how would you say that? Just to be polite, you'd say.
He expired.
How about if it was somebody that you didn't really care about, you were just kind of being crude, you know, like...
he died.
Did you ever say anything like, you know, he kicked the bucket, or...
I wouldn't say
that. Okay. You might say, I don't know what he died.
With.
Okay. And where's the place that they bury people?
Graveyard.
Okay. And what's the box they put him in? Call it box.
Casket.
Okay. And the ceremony?